Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
Hi, I was given this phone number to contact to see about some sort of service that may have been signed up with my personal information that I didn't authorize. I don't know if you guys are able to refund me or if I would need to reach out to my bank or what I need to do.
Yes, ma'am, I can help you with that. Can I get your zip code to pull up the account?
Well, my zip code is 85204, but I talked to somebody else before there's like two different numbers, but she wasn't able to pull up anything. So I don't know if somebody may have like signed up for a service at my old address, because I live at 85204.
85204. And we're going to try that. If that doesn't work, we can try the old one. And what's your first and last name, ma'am?
My name is Tammy Rangel, but she couldn't find anything under that because I'm married now. So I don't know if somebody may have used my your maiden name or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to try your first and last name? Well, your old first and last name?
Yeah, my old last name was Hernandez, but I usually go by my middle name, which is Christina.
All right, ma'am. And you say it charged your card, that card that you have now?
Yeah, I canceled the card already.
Okay. If you don't mind, we can, because I'm not really sure if you believe that it could be somebody else using your account. The only thing I can probably try, because they probably use their information, I can try the first six and the last four of the card.
So I don't have the first six numbers of the card. I only have the last four because I canceled the card.
Yes, ma'am.
It was like a virtual card, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like automatically online, and I canceled it to prevent any other unauthorized charges.
Okay. What can I get the last four?
5547.
Christina Hernandez. You said your middle name is Christina?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify that address for me?
My old address or my actual address?
We could try the old address.
Okay, because the old address that I was at was like 3 years ago. It's on 76th Avenue, I think. I know it's in Glendale. Hold on 1 second. Let me check. I think 7012 on 76th Street, zip code, I believe it's 85301 or 303.
All right, yes, ma'am. I'm looking at the account. I do see that you ordered a keto and cleanse on March
18th,
it was a keto and cleanse, keto ascend cleanse.
What is that?
It's a product that helps cleanse the body, detox the body. It's actually, and it helps you lose weight over time. You ordered it on March 18th, and you ordered two bottles. There were two different bottles. And
I did not order that. I don't even know what that is.
Yes, ma'am.
What
so you're saying this is fraud? Keto is a diet that some people is really popular nowadays. You go on it, and it helps you lose weight, and you can see tremendous results with our products, or even just with the diet. It's a diet itself. It's a very trending diet. You never heard of the keto diet?
Well, my friend does a keto diet, but that she doesn't take no supplements or anything. She just eats like no carb food.
No carb, no sugar.
I think that's
yes,
what
ma'am.
That is.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that oh, okay?
So no carb, no sugar diet.
Yeah, I don't. I never.
So you're saying that you didn't make this account, ma'am?
No, because I don't even live at that address. I live in Mesa, Arizona.
All right.
I lived at that address like 5 years, or going on my 5th year. I don't even live in Glendale anymore.
Yes, ma'am. I can transfer you to fraud if you said that you did not make these charges, because we do take fraud very seriously. But I can tell you what happened. What happened was on March 18th, somebody placed an order, and they paid $6.70 for the first bottle and $7.45 for the second bottle for just shipping. And then they were placed on a 14-day trial. After those 14 days, if you do not call in and say, hey, I don't like this product, they assume you like it. So they charge them the whole amount for the bottle, which is $91.89 and $92.90.
Yeah, I did not do that.
All right, ma'am. I can transfer you to fraud. Well, do you know anybody that could have, or
no? I don't know if somebody got a hold of my information online, because this isn't the card that was used. Is not a card that I use. The card online. It's a
yes,
virtual
ma'am.
Card. It's not like a physical card.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. Okay. Well, I do apologize for that. No one likes that to happen.
Is your guys' fraud department able to be refunding me, or do I need to contact my bank? Hello?
Ma'am? I'm sorry, I didn't even know you. Okay, so what I was saying was, yes, ma'am, we can refund you, but you would have to talk to a fraud department, because I can't deal with fraud. You're saying that we didn't make the account. You did not make the account, so we would have to investigate it. But we could give you a refund back. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I speak with them?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out the account and transfer you and put you on a brief hold and come back and let you know I'm about to transfer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay.